The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, not a bad day weather-wise for returning gifts that don't fit. Heading for a high around 72 today, 60 now. Dr. Bill's full forecast coming up in just a second. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning from the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. Pretty quiet ride so far as you're heading back to work. No delays across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. Also checking in with no accidents in the roadways. Make plans to attend this year's Moon Pie Drop in downtown Mobile with musical group Collective Soul bringing in the new year and get a piece of the world's largest moon pie. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, and it's Tree on the Curb Day for a lot of places. Of course, we keep ours up, you know, as long as you're supposed to. But welcome to Mobile Mornings. Hey, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and this day after Christmas, Dr. Bill has an in-depth discussion of our weather for today, tomorrow, and the weekend coming up at around 6:35. Also on the way, it is Bobby Day.
Yeah, it is.
Bobby Day. There's a lot of people who call this Boxing Day in Canada. Here it's Bobby Day, like it is every Thursday. That means coming up at 7:50, Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Got some new fishing gear. You want to go out and use it. He's going to tell you where to go. That's at 7:50. And then Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us at 8, and Rob Holbert joins us at 8:30, I think.
And we get to ask each of them what they got for Christmas.
That's right. So, and we'll do that. We'll do that question of Dalton here coming up in just a couple minutes. Also on the way, electric scooters. Oh, they're coming back, at least according to a tweet from Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. Also, we talked about it on Tuesday's show, but measles showing up in airport. Well, people with active cases of measles traveling through airports. Two of them are direct connecting here to Mobile. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, travel-wise, will Amtrak return? We've got this vote for the Mobile City Council to decide whether they're going to come up with $3 million to subsidize passenger rail service in Mobile. We'll talk about that story coming up in just a little bit. Also in sports.
Well, yesterday, a light day in sports. There were five NBA games, but college football bowl games get started again today, so we'll talk about those.
All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Wall Street's been booming as the year draws to a close, which is weird. You know, usually they start taking earnings, kind of backing off this time of year, but Wall Street has been jamming it, and thanks in part to the talk about signing an impending phase of one phase of the trade deal with China. Still not clear whether it will happen. More from Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
Just 2 days ago, President Trump made it sound like he would be signing a phase one trade deal with his Chinese counterpart very soon.
I will be probably doing that at the right time. We'll be doing a smaller ceremony. Ultimately, we will be having, on the China deal, we will be having the signing ceremony, yes.
He told reporters that the deal was done and that it just needed to be translated, but that it was coming. Yesterday, a spokesman for China's foreign ministry was sounding less certain. He was light on details in response to a question about an impending signing ceremony. The spokesman said that the Chinese and U.S. heads of state held a telephone call last week during which they talked about the Phase 1 trade deal. He said the two negotiating teams are in close communications regarding the follow-up matters, including the signing of the deal. So it's still not clear when it will happen. Meanwhile, there has been some improvement in trade between the U.S. and China. After both nations backed off of some tariffs, the importing of tariff-free soybeans from the U.S. resumed in China. China brought in 2.56 million tons of U.S. soybeans in December, up from zero a year ago at this time. It's a jump of more than 1 million tons in October. That's a big boost for U.S. farmers who were being hit hard by the trade war tariffs. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone. Checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news. Just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really, will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on 5 devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute, and you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay, I'll sign up at lanyatmobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Lanyap at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties, and sign up for a digital subscription today at lanyatmobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
I'm Katarina Wittich for WKRG News 5. We're less than 1 week away from a vote that would determine whether Amtrak will return to Mobile. The project will cost the city $3 million for 3 years. Trains would start running twice a day to New Orleans in 2023. The federal government, Louisiana, and Mississippi have already committed to the project. If Mobile does not commit, the train would turn around in Pascagoula. The council is expected to vote on Amtrak at its meeting on Tuesday. A 17-year-old was shot at a party for teens in Pensacola Christmas night. It happened at the American Legion on Barrancas Avenue. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pensacola police are still looking for a suspect. A teenager was killed in a car accident on Christmas Eve. State troopers say 18-year-old William Brooks was killed when his car flipped and hit a tree on Highway 31 north of Bay Minette. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luketich.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Christmas Day was light on sporting events, but there were 5 NBA games. To start the day, the Boston Celtics beat the Toronto Raptors 118-102. Jaylen Brown led the Celtics with 30 points, and point guard Kemba Walker added 22. It was the first Christmas Day game played in Canada. In the second game, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 121-109 in the first home Christmas game for Philadelphia in 31 years.
The best of the year for the Sixers, the worst loss of the year for the Bucks, and the Philly faithful loving what they've seen out of their club today on Christmas.
Joel Embiid Embiid had a huge game for the 76ers with 31 points and 11 rebounds. Golden State had the biggest upset of the day. The Warriors defeated the Houston Rockets 116-104. Golden State's Draymond Green scored 16 of his 20 points in the second half.
It feels amazing because, you know, we got a super young team and it's been a rough season, but...
It was Golden State's third win in a row, bringing their record to 7-24 this year, and it put an end to the Rockets' four-game winning streak. In the marquee game of the day, the L.A. Clippers beat the L.A. Lakers 111-106 in a matchup of two of the top teams in the Western Conference.
Davis has it, fires up a three-pointer, and that'll do it. The Clippers with a huge win, down 15 in the second half. They get 35 from Kawhi Leonard, and LeBron James and the Lakers have now dropped four in a row after that 24-3 start.
Kyle Kuzma led the losing Lakers with 25 points, followed closely by Anthony Davis with 24 and LeBron with 23. And James aggravated a groin injury in the loss. He could miss some time moving forward. In the final game of the night, the New Orleans Pelicans upset the Denver Nuggets 112-100.
And the New Orleans Pelicans stun the Denver Nuggets here on Christmas night. Denver's seven-game winning streak.
Brandon Ingram led the Pelicans with 31 points. It was New Orleans' third win in four games and improved their record this season to 9-23. There were no college football bowl games on Christmas. There was one game on Christmas Eve. The Hawaii Golden Warriors defeated BYU in a high-scoring Hawaii Bowl 38-34. Warriors quarterback Cole McDonald finished with 493 yards passing and four touchdowns. That took him over 4,000 yards passing.
How many yards passing?
He threw for 493.
Holy.
Unreal.
Crud.
Yeah, and it was pretty windy out there, too, so that made it even an even bigger deal.
An air show here.
Today, two bowl games scheduled. At 3 p.m., Louisiana Tech will take on the Miami Hurricanes in Shreveport, Louisiana, in the Independence Bowl. Miami is favored by 6.5 points, but Miami having to go to Shreveport over the Christmas holidays, I'm not sure they're very excited about that. Also at 7 tonight, Pittsburgh will play Eastern Michigan in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit, and Pitt is favored to win by 12. The Mobile Sports Authority has a great event starting today to end 2019 in style. Starting today through the 28th, head over to Spring Hill College for the Gulf Coast Holiday Classic. 16 of the top high school teams along the Gulf Coast will be participating. Many of the players are D1 prospects, so there should be some great basketball played. It's the Gulf Coast Holiday Classic at Spring Hill College, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority. Runs today through the 28th. For more information, go to mobilesportsauthority.com. 618 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. 493
yards.
And that's second or third. It's in the top five for most ever thrown in a bowl game. For sure.
Holy cow. All right. I have to go back and watch that.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business. On FM Talk 106.5.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want
and health care you need. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-591-8528. That's 800-591-8528. 800-591-8528.
We the people are guaranteed five freedoms in the First Amendment.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of religion.
Freedom of the press.
Freedom to peaceably assemble.
Freedom to petition the government.
Only the United States has these five freedoms so simply bound together and guaranteed. Think first. Learn more at thinkfirstamendment.org.
Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station. Your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, it's been a pretty quiet ride and probably will be for a while. A lot of people took the day off, but a lot of people heading back to work as well. From Daphne into Mobile, the Bayway, the Causeway looks great, and the 65 split heading northbound up towards Saraland, it's a good ride in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, what'd you get for Christmas? Of note, some people returning things today on this. they said, but the third busiest shopping day of the year. At a certain point, we're going to stop counting. So today's the third. So, but I mean, what happens? I imagine people go in to return things, and while they're there, they buy something else. Or
yeah, whether they get store credit or what have you, then they just see something else, or they already know something else that's there that they want, or they get the wrong size. On Christmas, maybe yes. That would be what they're returning.
Possibly.
So you never know.
Possibly. What things stood out? What one gift stood out?
For me, you know, this, as I get older and older, and I know everyone can attest to this, you don't really get as much or as big of things for Christmas. And I totally did not expect or want anything.
Did you get clothes? Know.
I got socks. I got my yearly.
There you go.
And it's good because now I've timed it out to where I'm depending on those Christmas socks to come in every year.
Right.
When you're a kid, you're upset that you get socks. Then when you get older, you're like, all right.
Something I don't have to buy.
Yeah, I can fill the dresser with these. But I got some gift cards, which I always appreciate, so I can go out and eat, go out and get some coffee, things of that nature. But it was all about my daughter this year.
She rack up?
Oh, good gracious. She's got – we're going to have to – she's 10 months old, and we're already going to have to throw toys or give away toys because she's got so many – different new toys now. So many different strollers and wagons. It's unreal.
Can I tell you a little inside tip here? Take, because she doesn't know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so take the toy part, not the stuff you use, but the toy stuff, if there's toys, and just leave her have one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, put the others in a closet. And she'll play with that one, and then in a month or two...
Give her a new one. Oh, that's genius.
And give her a new one. Because it is... We inundate our children with so much... It's like major overload, I think, to the system. They would just like... You know, how many times do you see a kid open a gift, and this will happen as she gets older, and they're just wanting to play with that one gift. They're not even opening the next gift. Well, that's because that's how the brain works. They're really into that thing. So let them enjoy that thing, and then in a month or so, you unveil another gift, and they're like, oh, wow, a new thing to play with.
Yeah, because right now, you know, she's got to flip a coin to see which car she's going to pull out of the garage. That's how many different things she has right now.
she's like somebody in a rap video with all her cars. Good deal. Good deal. All right. So, yeah, what did y'all get? Anything stood out to you over the holidays? You can always text us at 343-0106. Christmas is behind us, but a lot of shopping left. Let's get more from Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
For the next few days, you'll still have plenty of company in the stores. The National Retail Federation survey found that 68% of holiday consumers will likely shop today through next week. Nearly 50% said they plan to take advantage of post-holiday sales and promotions, and 27% plan to use gift cards. More than half of the holiday shoppers surveyed said they will return or exchange any unwanted gifts within the first month after receiving them. Consumer advocates found that many stores have tightened their return policies, though, so it's a good idea to do some research first. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106 Mobile.
Right, 627 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and Dr. Bill Williams on the way. We'll get to him in just about 5 minutes. Get more on the forecast for the weekend ahead. Even look forward to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. How's the weather shaping up for that? Plus a rainy weekend ahead. A little chance of rain today. We'll talk more about that coming up. Check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Katarina Wittich for WKRG News 5. A 17-year-old was shot at a party for teens in Pensacola Christmas night. It happened at the American Legion on Barrancas Avenue. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pensacola police are still looking for a suspect. A teenager was killed in a car accident on Christmas Eve. State troopers say 18-year-old William Brooks was killed when his car flipped and hit a tree. The accident happened on Highway 31 north of Bay Minette. Troopers say the teen was not wearing a seatbelt. Shareable electric scooters could be coming to Mobile. Mayor Sandy Stimson tweeted on Christmas, writing, quote, "We must have been very good this year, Santa sending electric scooters to downtown Mobile." The company that runs the electric scooters is called Gotcha. It works like most shareable city transportation tools. You download an app, scan a barcode, pay to ride, and take off. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Cater, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Israel's governing Likud party is holding primaries today with the potential to stage the first serious party challenge to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his more than 10 years in office. With surveys showing many airline passengers reluctant to fly a Boeing 737 MAX jet after two deadly crashes, Boeing is preparing airlines for a time when the grounded jets may be back in use. Vanessa Yurkevich tells us Boeing has some advice for dealing with passengers not happy to discover their jet is a 737 MAX.
For example, if a passenger realizes that they're on a MAX at the gate, Boeing is suggesting to agents that they should rebook them on a different flight or even have the pilot speak to them in person. To reassure them. Or if a passenger starts to panic in air, Boeing is suggesting treating it like a medical emergency and trying to de-escalate that passenger.
Global stock markets edged higher today, although many exchanges remain closed. U.S. stock futures up a fraction in these hours ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. If you're traveling today, expect some headaches. 2.9 million travelers are expected to fly today and tomorrow. That exceeds the 2.4 million who travel on airlines on a normal travel day. AAA says today will be the worst time to be on the road, and trips will take twice as long as normal in major cities. Natural gas prices are at their lowest level since August, as weather forecasts continue to point toward a warmer than normal start to winter in most of the regions of the U.S. Despite bearish signals, tomorrow's weekly gas storage report could show a larger-than-normal withdrawal in inventories as freezing temperatures last week in some gas-producing regions disrupted operations. An Ohio freight company with 75 tractor-trailers abruptly closed last week, leaving several drivers out on the road without paychecks or credit for the fuel they needed to get home. Akron-based GDS Express, which has been operating for nearly three decades, is out of business. It's unclear how many employees are out of work. On Wall Street, futures higher. That's Your Money Now.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it was a warm Christmas, and it seems like it's a fairly warm day after.
Yeah, you got the 73 degrees yesterday, That's, of course, way above normal, normal 61. But we're going to have another warm day today. It should be up anywhere from 70 to 72 degrees this afternoon. Now, skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times. Tonight, we could even see an isolated shower develop. And the reason for that, we're going to gradually see an increase in moisture. The wind will be out of the east and then getting around to the southeast over the weekend. And as we see an increase in moisture, if we get a little bit of an upper air disturbance move across, it could set off a few isolated showers. So we don't expect any showers today, but a few isolated ones could occur tonight. We'll see a low tonight of 58 degrees, which is way above normal. The normal low this time of the year is down in the 40, 41 degrees, in fact. So we're way above normal. Tomorrow should be a mostly cloudy day, another day with temperatures in the 70s, around 72, and a very slight chance that we could see a shower develop. As for the weekend, Saturday looks like a mostly cloudy day. Isolated showers, so a slight chance, and again, temperatures getting into the low 70s. Now, Saturday night, looks like a cold front will be moving in, and we could see some shower activity. That front will come in for Sunday, and temperatures will be in the low 70s, and then we'll cool down a bit. Now, I don't expect a major cold wave or anything, but we will cool back to normal. So Sunday, a good chance for showers, temperatures in the low 70s. And then on Monday, partly cloudy and cooler and a high around 60 degrees. So that just gets us back to normal to start next week.
Right. When this rain comes through on the this weekend, severe weather associated or just rain? What do you think?
We could see a few thunderstorms. We don't expect any kind of a severe weather situation. But most of it will be shower activity. So as for the weekend, the best day will be Saturday with a slight chance of rain. And then Sunday, we should say, let's see, a widespread shower activity with the arrival of a cold front.
All right, Dr. Bell, in the macro view, weather-wise, this winter, I mean, here we are in a kind of a warm patch. Is there anything you're looking at that, you know, a week or two out there down the road is going to change things? Or are we kind of stuck in a rut here? What do you think?
I think we're looking at a normal overall average situation for the winter, and that means we'll get our share of cold spells in which we'll drop down to a freezing or maybe get into the 20s. We don't see any super outbreak at this time. That could change, but a super outbreak would be one of those things where you get into the teens or even colder than that, but we don't see that at this time.
That kind of information in retrospect is what's in the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, it's out, and it's free. And if you haven't picked up your copy or get copies for your friends, you can still do it. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes here in Mobile, they have copies, as well as West Marine. And over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, those are just a few, and we'll gradually mention those and a few more next the next hour.
All right, we'll check back with you then.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and he has your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Yes, speaking of warm, we're sitting at 60 as we get started this morning, heading for a high, like Doc said, up in the 70s. Talking about Christmas gifts you received, things that stood out. I got to add this to the mix. Got a couple of times, the one I put on Twitter, and if y'all can check it out, at FM Talk 106.5. You know I like things that are local, mm-hmm. have local angle. And the now, in I'll say the ornaments, the homemade or school-made ornaments my children have done over time are the most precious to me.
Of course, yeah, okay? That makes sense.
We have been given fancy ornaments over the years by in-laws and all that stuff, you know, like stuff that has to have its own box and padding and all that.
Gives you a ton of anxiety.
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, they're not listening right now. They're not I mean, they're fine.
Right.
But they're fancy things. It makes my wife happy. I received yesterday a Christmas ornament that has the Crichton leprechaun on it. It is my new favorite ornament. I put the picture on Twitter. I wear the Christmas hat, mm-hmm. I ask, and it is the amateur sketch of the Crichton leprechaun on an ornament, and it's the finest thing I've seen in a long time.
That is the gift of the year.
It's a win.
You are mixing two holidays, but that's okay in this case because it's the Crichton Leprechaun.
Crichton Leprechaun is joining us at Christmas, and right there on the front of the tree, I moved it up. I moved one of the very fancy ornaments off the front of the tree and moved the Crichton Leprechaun on the front.
Yeah, some of those ads where the husband or wife goes out and buys, you know, two $55,000 vehicles for their loved one.
Right.
They could do that with just, instead of the vehicles, the Crichton Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you shouldn't have. This is beautiful. It's fantastic. Also got a fire pit. Solo stove fire pit, which, I love innovation. We've had fire pits forever. Just regular fire pits. They've been fine. But now, we have to do it better.
Yeah.
This is like the supercharged fire pit. And so I got one of those. Of course, it's 70 degrees, and I have no chance to go make a fire there in the fire pit on the back porch. Mm-hmm. But when it gets cold, maybe New Year's Eve or something like that, I'll get a chance to start burning wood in the backyard.
Yeah. And I hosted family for the first time for Christmas, had everybody over for Christmas. And one thing about being in charge of the TV remote, because we did have the TV on for mm-hmm. a lot of the time, you can't just stand up and talk for
Dalton's
forever.
Dalton's got a gigantic TV in his house.
It's figuring out, what will work for everyone, what you can watch.
Yeah, so what is that? Tell me.
Well, we ended up, the Christmas Story ran three times, back to back. That's what we ended up going with because people were, moving around, going mm-hmm. to get some snacks, and not always watching. So, yeah, I watched the Christmas Story at least 2.5 times. But then Saturday Night Live Christmas Special, I had that rolling too. That's a classic. It's got all the best Saturday Night Live Christmas
that,
skits. It was really good. So that's something no one tells you about, though. You got to figure out something that everyone wants to watch.
And if you wondered, I've complained over time about the Hallmark Channel. Yesterday, Christmas at mother-in-law's house, Hallmark Channel on the whole time.
The whole time.
It all seems like, no matter what movie's on, it all seems like the same movie to me. All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5. Light traffic today, but we'll keep you up to date with that. And Kane's got traffic coming up next.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a quiet ride so far. Coming in from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway, Mobile Police Department are clear. No delays as you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. It's a good ride in this morning. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Get the gift of blacksmith experience this year. Class and gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Right, 8:43 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. Did our gift from Kim Jong Un get lost to the mail? Weren't we supposed to get the Christmas gift?
I think I got an email.
Okay,
said your gift has been delayed. So I'm not sure it made it.
So we did not get the gift.
No, the only thing I can find on this is yesterday we actually flew four spy planes over North Korea,
uh-huh.
just to kind of, check them a little
Christmas
bit.
Christmas tidings, yes.
And the only report I've seen of any action in North Korea, they tested two rocket engines at a satellite site, so maybe that was the present, if so.
That's no gift. That's not big time.
Yeah, that wasn't big time. They did say it will have a, quote, important impact on the country's position, but, they want to put satellites in space like some of these, like us and China and Russia and all these other nations, but if that was the test, or if that was the surprise, that wasn't a very big Christmas surprise.
Yeah, so I guess he's just all talk. No payoff there on it. heard a news up there at the bottom of the hour there, at 30 minutes after the hour, from Westwood One about the Boeing 737 MAX passengers and even being able to claim anxiety over that plane as a medical condition. Get an update on this. Here's Vanessa Yurkovich from Westwood One. Listen to this.
Last week, they held 30-minute conference calls with major airlines outlining how they can respond to passengers who may have concerns about flying on the MAX again. For example, if a passenger realizes they're on a MAX at the gate, Boeing is suggesting that agents rebook them on a different flight or even have the pilot come out to speak to them personally.
So, if you realize, you look at your boarding pass and see the equipment being used, and it's a Boeing 737 MAX, you can request a different flight or have the... That's what the pilot needs to do. The pilot needs to come out of the cockpit, come walking out into the gate area, and sit down and have conversations with people about the MAX. That's what pilots have time to do. Give me a break. Really, if you don't want to fly them, ground them. If not, just move on.
Yeah, they're not in PR for the company. The pilots, they need to be working on charting.
I want the pilot doing pilot stuff, not coming out and visiting with folks.
Yeah, so make sure everything's running right. Check all your switches.
Yes.
Chart your route. Don't come out and tell me that it's going to be okay.
Okay, another update on this story.
Some of the tips that Boeing has been providing airlines is if someone gets to the gate and finds that they're a little bit of nervous about boarding the plane, they can always rebook that passenger. But if you're in flight, what they've suggested to airlines is using emergency medical response if someone is panicking in the air. So clearly, Boeing really understanding that they have a lot of work to do.
I think Boeing's in trouble when their recommendation on how to have a medical emergency when somebody realizes they're on a 737 MAX.
Oh, man.
And the Boeing CEO, of course, out, but he'll probably land on his feet. How's his parachute look?
Oh, he's got an enormous parachute. So earlier I was reading he might make between $32 and $36 million, but now they're reporting that he could be taking over $60 million with him as the now former CEO. So his benefit plan is worth more than $30 million, potentially a severance payment of about $7 million. Muhlenberg, Dennis Muhlenberg, he was the CEO, also has another $20 million worth of vested stock and a pension package totaling more than $11 million.
So it's easy to get fired when you have that kind of deal.
Yeah, and someone broke it down when it was between $32 and $39 million that we thought he was going to have. Someone broke it down and said because 346 died in air crashes under his failed management, he'll receive a severance that amounts to about $100,000 per dead passenger.
That's morbid. That's morbid stuff. 647 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5. Also, sports on the way. Y'all stay close on this day after Christmas. Remember, text lines open 343-0106.
The staff and management of Greenco Services in Foley remind drivers your family's peace and happiness may depend on your driving skill. Keep your hands on the wheels, eyes on the road, and never text or drink while driving. Drive with the other guy in mind. Watch for cars, motorcycles, and bicycles at this holiday time. The staff and management of Greenco Services in Foley would like to thank our patrons, friends, and customers for making this a successful business year and wish you a Merry Christmas and a new year full of happiness.
I'm Katarina Wittich for WKRG News 5. We're less than 1 week away from a vote that would determine whether Amtrak will return to Mobile. The project will cost the city $3 million for 3 years. Trains would start running twice a day to New Orleans in 2023. The federal government, Louisiana, and Mississippi have already committed to the project. If Mobile does not commit, the train would turn around in Pascagoula. The council is expected to vote on Amtrak at its meeting on Tuesday. A 17-year-old was shot at a party for teens in Pensacola Christmas night. It happened at the American Legion on Barrancas Avenue. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pensacola police are still looking for a suspect. A teenager was killed in a car accident on Christmas Eve. State troopers say 18-year-old William Brooks was killed when his car flipped and hit a tree on Highway 31 north of Bay Minette. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. Christmas Day was light on sports. There were five NBA games. To start the day, the Boston Celtics beat the Toronto Raptors 118-102. Jaylen Brown led the Celtics with 30 points. That was the first Christmas Day game played in Canada. In the second game, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 121-109. In the first home Christmas game for Philadelphia in 31 years, Joel Embiid had a huge game for the 76ers with 31 points and 11 rebounds. Golden State had the biggest upset of the day. The Warriors defeated the Houston Rockets 116-104. Golden State's Draymond Green scored 16 of his 20 points in the second half.
It feels amazing because, you know, we got a super young team and it's been a rough season, but...
That was Golden State's third win in a row, bringing their record to 7-24 this year, and it put an end to the Rockets' four-game winning streak. In the marquee game of the day, the L.A. Clippers beat the L.A. Lakers 111-106 in a matchup of two of the top teams in the Western Conference.
Davis has it, fires up a three-pointer, and that'll do it. The Clippers with a huge win, down 15 in the second half. They get 35 from Kawhi Leonard, and LeBron James and the Lakers have now dropped four in a row after that 24-3 start.
Kyle Kuzma led the Lakers with 25 points, followed closely by Anthony Davis with 24 and LeBron with 23. James aggravated a groin injury in the loss. He could miss some time moving forward. And in the final game of the night, the New Orleans Pelicans upset the Denver Nuggets 112-100.
And the New Orleans Pelicans stun the Denver Nuggets here on Christmas night and end Denver's seven-game winning streak.
Brandon Ingram led the Pelicans with 31 points. That was New Orleans' third win in four games and improved their record this year to 9-23. There were no college football bowl games on Christmas. There was one game on Christmas Eve. The Hawaii Golden Warriors defeated BYU in a high-scoring Hawaii Bowl, 38-34. Warriors quarterback Cole McDonald finished with 493 yards passing and four touchdowns, taking him over 4,000 yards for the season. Today, there are two bowl games scheduled. At 3 p.m., Louisiana Tech will take on Miami in Shreveport, Louisiana, in the Independence Bowl. Miami's favored by 6.5 points. Then at 7 tonight, Pittsburgh will play Eastern Michigan in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit. Pitt is favored to win by 12. It's 6:52. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings and drink specials. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident free conditions continue. AAA says this is the worst day to be traveling because of all the traffic. So far, we've been pretty lucky in our area. No major delays on the interstate. I-10 over the Bayway and over towards the Eastern Shore. It's been a good start this morning. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger Road and Airport Road in Mobile can help you build a complete model railroad. They carry a large selection of prototypical scale trains and accessories from Atheron. Hobbytown USA in Mobile, 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement.
Friends don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
655 FM Talk 106.5 and all eyes on Republican senators. Will any of them defect in an upcoming possible hearing on impeachment? Well, Bob Constantini from Westwood One has more.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer can take some comfort in knowing a few Republican senators may not be thrilled with a simple, quick impeachment trial for President Donald Trump. Not always a supporter of the president, Lisa Murkowski tells her home state of Alaska's KTUU she was disheartened to hear Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he's coordinating with the White House.
And in fairness, when I heard that, I was disturbed. To me, it means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
Four Republican senators would have to vote for witnesses to make a majority, assuming all Democrats would do likewise. After initially wanting witnesses, including Hunter Biden, Adam Schiff, and Nancy Pelosi, effectively putting Democrats on trial, President Trump is ready to let McConnell handle things, even if it means no witnesses.
I mean, he's going to do what he wants to do. Very smart guy, very good guy, and a very fair guy.
Just in case there is any doubt, here's an audio collage of what Senate Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News on Monday.
We'll be working through this process, hopefully in a fairly short period of time, in total coordination with the White House Counsel's office and the people who are representing the president. I'm going to coordinate with the president's lawyers, so there won't be any difference between us on how to do this. I'm going to take my cues from the president's lawyers.
Lisa Murkowski is the first Republican to openly question how that works with the impartiality all senators are supposed to swear to carry out in the trial.
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. And coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has our forecast. Also, we'll check in with all the Bobbies this morning as we talk to Captain Bobby Abrascato, Robert Kennedy Jr., and Rob Holbert. That's all coming up this morning on a Thursday edition day after Christmas of Mobile Mornings. Right, and gifts, what stood out to you? The one you got, the best gift, the one that's kind of sticking with you today? Let us know on the text line, 343-0106.